USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Politicians are addressing the classified documents that were kept in President Biden's possession.
President Biden bringing things forward. They found a small number of documents. They want to make sure there aren't more. They take it very, very seriously.
That's Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow on NBC's Meet the Press. She said it's embarrassing the documents have been found, but they weren't taken on purpose. Not so fast, according to Utah GOP Congressman Chris Stewart.
For those who think that, well, the president didn't realize that he had those in his possession, it just is nonsense. They're so obvious.
Stewart on CBS Face the Nation explained that the documents are very distinguishable because of the markings and red cover sheet that accompany them. I'm John Schaefer.
One GOP congressman says if he were in New York Representative George Santos's position, he'd resign.
I wouldn't be able to face my voters after having gone through that.
Nebraska Representative Don Bacon on ABC's This Week. Santos faces investigations into campaign funds and has admitted lying about portions of his resume. President Biden is returning to Delaware after a visit Sunday to Georgia, where he paid tribute to the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Speaking at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Biden urged Americans to follow in Dr. King's footsteps.
The goal of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which Dr. King led, to redeem the soul of America.
Monday is celebrated as a federal holiday in the U.S. for King. From football, the Buffalo Bills are moving on in the NFL playoffs. They knocked off the Miami Dolphins on Sunday, 34-31. It was quarterback Josh Allen throwing for three touchdowns as Buffalo punches their ticket to the AFC divisional round. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin expressed his support from home, saying his heart is with the team. Just 2 weeks ago, he suffered a cardiac arrest on the field. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A piece of memorabilia from an NBA legend is going on the auction block.
An autographed Los Angeles Lakers jersey that was worn by Kobe Bryant more than 25 times in the 2007-2008 season is going up for auction. It's the same jersey Bryant is seen grabbing in the now iconic photo taken during Game 2 of the Western Conference first round series that same year. Sotheby's Auction House believes the jersey could go for as much as $7 million. The jersey will be on public display at Sotheby's New York Auction House the first week of February. I'm John Schaefer.
A Georgia football player and recruiting staff member are dead after they were involved in a car crash early Sunday. The school confirmed Devin Whitlock and Chandler LaCroix were killed. An initial investigation showed the vehicle struck two power poles and several trees. Police say Whitlock, a 20-year-old offensive lineman on the team, died at the scene. The 24-year-old LaCroix, who was driving, was hospitalized but later died as a result of her injuries. A handful of A-list stars were not attending Sunday night's Critics' Choice Awards due to COVID-19. Jamie Lee Curtis announced on Instagram that she will not be present after testing positive. Actors Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson also tested positive for COVID. James Cameron's second installment in the Avatar film series continues to rule the box office in North America. Avatar: The Way of Water earned just over $31 million during the holiday weekend, while the horror comedy Megan came in second with $18 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.